Hi, I'm DJ Peanuts. Keep me out of the studio. I'm a DIY DJ, and you can be one too. This is listener-driven radio, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a new episode of original programming.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The time is 2 p.m. and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you 2 hours of folk and roots music. I hope you can keep the dial tuned to 95.9 FM. We'll begin the show this week with one from the 1999 album Music of Indonesia, Volume 20, which focuses on Indonesian guitar music. This song, Kamayoran, is performed by a group of Mandar people, a Muslim group from the west coast of the South Sulawesi Peninsula, who call their band Group Bamba Puang. The liner notes say that the guitar comes into Indonesia from the west, but this does not mean its music is always Western in idiom. In the case of this song, it's a mix of Western and Indonesian elements. The song's in a genre called Sayang Sayang, which involves singing with guitar accompaniment, and is often performed at weddings and other celebrations.
Thank you. I often take these night shift walks when the foreman's not around. Turn my back on the cooling stacks and make for open ground. Far out beyond the tank farm fence where the gas flare makes no sound. I forget the stink and I always think back to that eastern town. I remember back 6 years ago, this western life I chose. And every day the news would say some factory's going to close. Well, I could have stayed to take the dough, but I'm not one of those. I take nothing free, and that makes me an idiot, I suppose. So I bid farewell to the eastern town I never more will see. But work I must, so I eat this dust and breathe refinery. Oh, I miss the green and the woods and streams, and I don't like cowboy clothes. But I like being free, and that makes me an idiot, I suppose. Fellers who've been beaten to the ground. This western life's no paradise, but it's better than lying down. Oh, the streets aren't clean and there's nothing green, and the hills are dirty brown. But the government, oh, will rot your soul back there in your hometown. So bid farewell to the eastern town you never more will see. There's self-respect and a steady check in this refinery. You will miss the green and the woods and streams, and the dust will fill your nose. But you'll be free and just like me, an idiot, I suppose.
It was sung. I've been putting it off for a while, 'cause it's hard to buy now, and the truth is clear that I'm crying when I'm seeing you smile. So goodbye so long, the road calls me dear, and your tears cannot bind me. And farewell to the girl with the sun in her eyes. And I'll kiss you and then I'll be gone. And every time that I tried to tell you that we'd lost some magic we had at the start, I would weep in my heart when I looked in your eyes, and I'd search once again for the spark. So goodbye so long, the road calls me dear, and your tears cannot bind me anymore. And farewell to the girl with the sun in, and I'll kiss you and then I'll be gone. calling me dear, and by morning I'm sure to be gone. For I'm older than you, and you know oh so well that our time for the love was a song. So goodbye, so long, the road calls me dear, and your tears cannot bind me anymore. And farewell to the girl with the sun in eyes, and I kiss you and then I'll be gone. Now I can see by your eyes that it's time for to go, so I'll leave you crying in the rain. Oh, I held in my hand the key to all joy, honey, my heart was not born to be tamed. And goodbye so long, my road calls me dear, and your tears cannot bind me anymore. And farewell to the girl with the sun in her eyes, and I'll kiss you and then I'll be gone. And I'll be gone.
That was Tom Waits with Old Shoes. He's a well-known American musician, composer, and actor who's been playing professionally for 50 years. That song was first released on his debut album, Closing Time, from 1973. Though the version we heard was recorded prior to the album recording in 1971. It was released on the 1993 compilation album The Early Years, Volume 2. Before that, Stan Rogers with The Idiot. He was born and raised in Ontario, but he's known for his maritime-influenced music that was informed by his time spent visiting family in Nova Scotia during the summers of his childhood. That song's off the live album Home in Halifax, recorded in March of 1982 and released in 1993. The song's about the movement of people away from the Atlantic provinces to Alberta for work. To kick off the show, we heard group Bamba Puang with Kema Yoran. We'll hear one now from the 1963 album Traditional Music of Ireland, Volume 1, The Older Traditions of Connemara and Clare. This song, The Bonnie Boy, is performed by Sean Akdunka. He also went by the English name Johnny McDonough, and he was one of the best-known singers in Connemara. He worked as a schoolteacher and was the principal of a primary school for 25 years. The liner notes state that this song shows the mingling of Irish and English musical elements. The song's also known as Young But Daily Growing and The Trees They Grow So High. It's an old British ballad, a two-verse fragment of which was found in a Scottish manuscript collection from the 1770s, suggesting that the song is even older than that. We'll hear another version of it after this.
The trees are growing tall, and the grass is growing green, and many a day and night have gone since you and I have seen. The winter nights are coming, and I must lie alone. For my bonny boy is young, but he's growing. Now, daughter, dear daughter, don't mind what people say. He will be a man to you when you are old and grey. He will be a man to you when I am dead and gone. He's your bonny boy, he's young, but he's growing. Now, father, dear father, you've done what's very wrong. to marry me with his bonnie boy, he being so very young, he being only 16 years, and I being 21. He's my bonnie boy, he's young, but he's growing. Now, daughter, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll send your love to college for another year or two. And all around his bonnet we will tie a ribbon blue, to let the ladies know that he's married. As I strolled out one evening down by the college wall, 'twas there I saw the college boys, and they all playing ball. 'Twas there I spied my own true love, the fairest of them all. He's my bonny boy, he's young, but he's growing. Now at the age of 16 he was a married man, and at the age of 17 the father of a son, and at the age of 18 years o'er his grave the grass grew green. Cruel death had put an end to his growing. I will buy my love a shroud of the ornamental brown, and while they are weaving it, the tears they will roll down. For once I had a true love, but now he's dead and gone, and I'll nurse his bonny boy while he's growing. Now come all you pretty maidens, a warning take from me, and never build your nest in the top of any tree, for the green leaves they will wither, and the roots they will decay, and the blushes of your bonny boy will soon fade away.
He's young, but he's daily growing. Oh, daughter, dearest daughter, I
Just heard Jose Gonzalez, an Argentinian-Swedish musician who's been playing professionally since the early 2000s, with a live cover of Cello Song by Nick Drake, who included it on his debut album Five Leaves Left, released in 1969. Before that, Bob Dylan with Young But Daily Growing. Dylan previously made a home recording of that song in 1961 while visiting Minnesota, but the recording we heard was made during the basement tape sessions in 1967. Before that, we heard another version of the song recorded by Sean Akdunka. Here's one now from Tsokum. They're a family band from what is now British Columbia. They've been singing together at community events for over half a century, and they started performing and recording publicly in 1997 to share their traditional and contemporary culture. Tsokum means chickadee, and visitors are coming in the Statlium language. This song, The Gathering, is from their 2004 album, Songs of the Lillooet.
Through Tree Canada's national greening program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. The planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests, weather, etc. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to ensure tree survival is similar to natural forests. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Hello everyone, Ian Bell, Natural Wine Guy from Strong Plate Provisions here, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I often find that fine natural wine pairs wonderfully with folk and roots music. Both are produced using minimal intervention and traditional techniques.
Living on monthlies to cover my dues. And then in 82, I was a singer and I met you. A simple man who sat on the line. Don't take too much, a little is fine. We all go to town to get a little high.
Peggy, oh. come a-running downstairs, pretty Peggy-o. Come a-running downstairs, pretty Peggy-o. Come running downstairs, combing back your yellow hair. You're the prettiest little girl I've ever seen, oh. In a carriage you will ride, pretty Peggy-o. In a carriage you will ride, pretty Peggy-o. In a carriage you will ride with your true love by your side, as fair as any maiden in the area. What will your mother say, pretty Peggy-o? What will your mother say, pretty Peggy-o? What will your mother say when she finds you've gone away to places far and strange, to Fenario? If ever I return, pretty Peggy-o, if ever I return, pretty Peggy-o, if ever I return, all your cities I will burn, destroying all the ladies in the area. Destroying all the ladies in the area.
We just heard Simon and Garfunkel with Peggy-o from their 1964 album Wednesday Morning 3 AM. It's an American folk song that comes from the Scottish folk song The Bonnie Lass of Fyvie. Before that, Ferris and Jason Romero from Horsefly, British Columbia, with We All Fall from their 2020 album Bet on Love. And before that, Socom with The Gathering. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And we'll hear one now that was released in 1978 as part of the What Now People record series that advocated song as political movement. This song, Free Palestine Now, is by Ruthie Gordon. In the liner notes, Gordon in part writes, "As a Jew and as a U.S. citizen, I feel a special responsibility to speak out about the atrocities being committed against the Palestinian people in my name. I want to help expose the twin lies which tell us, one, that opposition to Zionism is anti-Semitic, and two, that Zionism is in the interests of the Jewish people. The survival of all working people depends on our unity against anti-Semitism, whether it is directed at Jews or Arabs. The interests of working people must be defended against Zionism and all other forms of imperialism. Anything that serves to divide this struggle is not in our interests.
Do not envy the oppressor and learn none of his ways. 4,000 years of persecution, that's our history. Oppression always breeds revolution. That's no mystery. But our suffering can help us to understand the struggle of those who have lost their land. And it's Israel this time with blood on her hands. So free Palestine now, free Palestine now. You're betraying the dreams of the brave ones who died. Is it for this we've journeyed so far? How can you be so blinded by your arrogant pride? How can you forget who we are? The pogroms and the ghettos may have changed their names, but fascists and Zionists sure act the same. Don't let them use us for pawns in their game, but free Palestine now. Free Palestine now. Brothers and sisters, I'm singing. try to be simple and clear. To fight against injustice is to be a Jew. So let the cry for freedom reach your ear. Our history can teach us if we will learn. It's to others who are struggling that we must turn. Only our unity will let the lamp of freedom burn. And free Palestine now. Free Palestine now. Free Palestine now.
Times are getting hard, boys. Money's getting scarce. If times don't get no better, boys, come to leave this place. Take my true love by the hand, lead her through the town. Saying goodbye to everyone, goodbye.
Seeking lower wages, they got just what they came for. But as we turn the pages, we find the workers do not like the sound of their children's hungry cries. So they said, we'll join the union. They began to organize. So Coke called up a terrorist group called the AUC. Said, we've got some problems at the factory. The AUC went to the plant, killed two union men. Told the rest, you leave the union or we'll be back again. Well, Coke did not complain about this dirty deed. Why give workers higher wages when Coke is all they really need? They phoned the AUC, said, thanks, without you we'd go broke. And to show our appreciation, here's 100 cases of Coke. The baby drinks it in his bottle and the water ain't no good. The dog drinks it, but he don't know if he should. Some folks say it's the nectar of the gods, but Coke is the drink of the death squads. Coke is the drink of the death squads. Well, these workers wouldn't take this situation lying down. Some went up to Georgia, said, look what's happened to our town. You American workers get downsized. As for us, we just get shot. And those of us who live, our teeth begin to rot. Cause the baby drinks it in his bottle and the water ain't no good. The dog drinks it, but he don't know if he should. Some folks say it's the nectar of the gods, but Coke is the drink of the death squads. Coke is the drink of the death squads. Well, now that's the situation. What are you gonna do? 'Cause the death squads run Colombia and they're paid by me and you. We can let Coke rule the world, see what future that will bring. Or we can drink juice and smash the state. Now that's the real thing. 'Cause the baby drinks it in his bottle when the water ain't no good. The dog drinks it, but he don't know if he should. Some folks say it's the nectar of the gods, but Coke is the drink of the death squads. Coke is the drink of the death squads.
That was David Rovix with Drink of the Death Squads. He's a musician and writer based in Oregon who's been touring internationally since the 1990s. That one's off his 2002 album, Hang a Flag in the Window. And it's about an incident in which members of a right-wing paramilitary group killed two union members on a Coca-Cola factory floor in Colombia. Before that, Pete Seeger with Times a Getting Hard. He was a very influential folk singer and activist from New York who advocated for important social causes through his music. That one's off a 1999 compilation album of some of Seeger's topical song recordings. That song is about contemplating the need to leave a beloved homestead and move on, a situation faced by many sharecroppers in the South and Midwest in the 1930s. The folk singer Lee Hayes adapted the song from a version found in Carl Sandburg's American Songbag. Before that, we heard Ruthie Gorton with Free Palestine Now. We'll hear one now from the Sons of the Pioneers, one of the earliest Western bands in the United States. They formed in 1933 and were originally Roy Rogers, Bob Nolan, and Tim Spencer. Bob Nolan, who was born in Winnipeg, wrote this song, When the Golden Train Comes Down. It was recorded in 1940.
Up in the sky
when the golden train comes down,
with an invitation for you and I
when the golden train comes down.
I'm gonna take tickets at the Golden Gate, gonna dance with Peter, make the angels wait, and just be me, I think I'll be late
when the golden train comes down.
All aboard,
all aboard,
all aboard,
all aboard, gonna ring the bell, gonna bid farewell when the golden train comes down.
Soon and she'll be on time
when the golden train comes down,
with her heavenly crew all looking fine
when the golden train comes down.
So turn on your steam and let her ride, make the devil throw coal on the old coastline, and if you don't work hard, I'm gonna tan his hide
when the golden train comes down.
All aboard,
all aboard,
all aboard,
all aboard, gonna ring the bell, gonna bid farewell when the golden train comes down.
That's gonna be
when the golden train comes down,
with the angels serving pie and tea
when the golden train comes down.
You're gonna see Gabriel, as sure as you're born, sitting on the smokestack blowing his horn, but he can stand up if it gets too warm
when the golden train comes down.
All aboard,
Cripple Creek coming down Main. Look mighty cloudy, but it ain't gonna rain if I love my mind.
John Lee Ziegler with If I Lose, Let Me Lose. He was a guitarist from Kathleen, Georgia, who played guitar upside down to accommodate his left-handedness. That one was recorded around 1978, and it uses many elements of the murder ballad Alabama Red, recorded by Sidney Stripling in 1940. Before that, Lum Guffin with Train I Ride 18 Coaches Long. Guffin was a Tennessee musician, born Columbus Guffin Jr. in 1902. That one was recorded in August of 1978 in Guffin's yard in Memphis, Tennessee, by Gianni Marcucci, who traveled from Italy to the United States 5 times during the 70s and 80s to document blues music in the country. That's a song written by Junior Parker in 1953, which later became popular as a rockabilly song. And before that, the Sons of the Pioneers with When the Golden Train Comes Down. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you ever want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at julianacyoung.com. Here's one from Willie Dunn, a Mi'kmaq musician, film director, and politician from Montreal. This song, Our Native Land, is a demo from 2000.
Our native land is our mother. We are children of her being. She bears the fruit of life above her. The roots, the flowers, the leaves, the trees. The sky above,